Okay, cheap compliment. Fully, I know it's a cheap compliment. But there is nobody in the business that is better at getting you to see things from the other side, from a different point of view. Not necessarily saying he agrees with that point of view, but just making sure, have you looked at it this way?
Oh.
And that man is Pedro Gomez, who's just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Pedro, we miss you. How's life?
I am well. We were doing a little texting yesterday.
Well, it is an honor.
I was driving to State Farm.
It is an honor. And here's why it's an honor, because I only talk for the first 30 seconds of each beautiful part of the program, so then I can text you back and forth all while Wolf's talking and not miss when it's time to hit the break. So it's great that way.
And Wolf has no idea. He's
no,
just
he doesn't.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Pedro, so you went yesterday. What did you go and watch the conditioning test?
I did, and I'll be back out there today, and I'll be out there with a lot of regularity, actually, for the next, until the season starts and into the season as well.
Well, nice. You know, if you don't know why, one of the major reasons why we really like to have Pedro on is he's a national reporter, ESPN guy, and yet he lives right here in the Valley, so he knows all about the local scene. And it's a great way to gauge how ESPN, kind of representing the national audience, feels about what's going on here. And if they're sending you to a lot of Cardinals practices, it's hard for us not to assume that means the nation is staring down Kyler and Cliff. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm, my official job title is national correspondent, and sometimes that entails me flying to, New York City or San Francisco or whatever. And sometimes that means, hey, the story's right there in your backyard. So hop in your car and drive from Ahwatukee to Glendale and go to Cardinals camp. Mm.
So, Pedro, what are you going to be looking for today specifically when you go out there?
I mean, today's day one. It's the first practice. But I think, like anything, how he is being received by the veterans, number one. I think how he handles the offense. Now, granted, these are not, with pads or anything yet. Coach Kingsbury said that's probably going to come either Saturday or Sunday, the hitting part, which is, I know, Wolfley's best. Yes. That was his favorite.
Appreciate day. That.
Whenever,
Pedro.
Well, whenever Wolf heard, hey, we got pads on, Wolf's like, let's go. I think he still feels that way, Doug.
Be careful. No, there's
don't
no doubt.
Him, don't let him put pads on you.
When he talks about the Oklahoma drill, I'm scared to death that he's going to try to run it against Bear right here in front of me. I don't want to.
Yeah, I mean,
that.
I think it's like anything. Look, this is a rookie quarterback. Now, because of the collective bargaining agreement, he's actually been lucky in the sense that rookies aren't they don't fall under the same umbrella as veterans. So Kingsbury's actually had him for about three straight weeks that he's been able to work with the starting quarterback. Nobody else in the NFL has been able to do that. Anybody who's a veteran cannot report until, they can't have their first full practice until today. So there's a big jump that Kingsbury's been able to get with Murray. Murray knows this offense. Thought it was interesting that Kingsbury said in terms of terminology when I asked him yesterday that they have bent to Murray letting him use the terminology that he used at Oklahoma. One less thing that he has to learn, if he knows the terminology. Look, everyone else in that locker room or on the offensive side is learning a brand new offense with new terminology. And that's understandable. They were going to do that regardless. But if the quarterback, the most important person to know the playbook, doesn't have to relearn new terminology, well, that's going to make his learning curve shorter and make it easier for him.
Oh, so, my goodness. Pedro, have you ever seen anything like this? This paradigm, this environment for a rookie quarterback? Has it ever existed before? Because I don't think it has.
Maybe when Elway got traded to the Broncos after the Baltimore Colts had drafted him, because he was a 1-1 as well, just like Murray. Elway came with a lot of fanfare, but he didn't come with a brand new offense to the league. So in that sense, Wolf, I think you're right. I've never seen anything like this because you're going to institute an offense that has never been seen in the NFL with a quarterback who runs it incredibly well, as we saw last year. The great unknown is, look, you can play Baylor and Kansas, and Texas Tech and be able to kind of do what you want because they're just at a loss with how to how to defend that kind of offense. But at the NFL, as we all know, the speed is just that every player who ever reaches the NFL from college always talks about the speed.
Yeah.
The speed is just so different. Wolf, I'm sure you can attest to this. And that's the part that's the great unknown. How will the speed of the NFL translate into trying to stop this kind of offense, which has never been seen in the NFL? So there's just so many unknowns, and there's no blueprint for this. Like, it's never happened before. There's no precedent. It's not like
right.
you can say, well, back in 88 when, right. you know, so-and-so came in. No, we don't know.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting, though, and I want you to go theoretical for us. This is ESPN reporter, national correspondent, now that I know specifically what to call him, Pedro Gomez joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Before you had Chip Kelly push Howie Roseman to the background, before Chip Kelly became in charge of personnel, it was working in Philadelphia. It would just fall on its face in December or in the playoffs because the guys were exhausted. Theoretically, even though the offenses themselves are different, the pace is not. How do you think Cliff Kingsbury's defense will do with the pace of this offense?
You know, again, it's a great unknown. I think everyone's on board right now. The problem, the difference, I should say, is if you're Chip Kelly and you're in Eugene, Oregon, at the University of Oregon, and you're instituting this offense and you're telling your defense, you got to get in shape. You got to go and get in the best shape of your life because this is what we're doing. Well, at Oregon, you're fighting to try to reach the NFL. So you will do anything the coach says. The coach has the ultimate hammer and can yield it and use it any way he wants. And you as a player, there's no recourse you have. At the NFL level, where guys have contracts and they're being paid, it's a little bit different. So, again, I don't see Kingsbury as being the strict authoritarian that a Chip Kelly was when he got to the Eagles.
And you mean this in a positive way, like he'll listen
Absolutely.
To Vance Joseph and he'll listen to
Absolutely.
The defensive
line.
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely. I don't think it's going to be it's my way or the highway, get these guys out of here. I don't think that's Kingsbury's style. We don't know because he's brand new here, but it doesn't appear that that's going to be his style. Whereas Chip Kelly, I think we all know there was no middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
It was Chip Kelly's way or no way at all. And if you didn't like it, well, guess what, LeSean McCoy? You're out of here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yep.
I mean, he didn't care who he got rid of. You're out of here if you're not falling in line. I don't believe Kingsbury has that same type of authoritative personality. I think he's willing to listen and willing to adjust if adjusting needs to be done. So that could be a very good thing for the Cardinals if it is getting to the point where defensive players or defensive coaches are saying, hey, man, this is going to kill us. We can't keep doing this.
I like that.
So, Pedro, got 30 seconds here. Do you think, as the national correspondent, this is Larry Fitzgerald's last year?
Oh, boy.
I think it will depend on what happens this year. I think look, if this offense flourishes and if Fitz is able to flourish in it, look, they're going to use five wide receivers on a lot of downs. I think Fitz could say, you know what, I'll stick around another year to play in this offense again.
Mm. You know,
if
you
it
did
works,
you
if
did
it
so
works.
Well with Wolf's 30 seconds. You've got five left, so I'll ask. Will Zach Greinke be a Diamondback next week?
Probably. The contract is just too much to overcome.
Oh, I say sell. We're selling everybody. Thank you, Pedro. Good to talk to
Pedro,
you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, boys.